It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Dr. Milton Wolf, a Washington Times columnist, a board-certified diagnostic radiologist, and President Obama's cousin. Hello, Dr. Wolf. How are you?
Greetings from the man who is as conservative as Ann Coulter used to be. How are you today, Andy?
Wow, I'm great. I am so glad you said that. You know, for a while, I thought I was alone, and then today I read your column, Time for a Romney Care Mea Culpa, and one of the people you mention, obviously, is Ann Coulter. What happened to her?
You know, I love Ann Coulter. I think she is fantastic. I love her even when she's wrong, and she's just dead wrong on this. You know, there's a case to be made for the Mitt Romney candidacy, for the Mitt Romney presidency. Ann Coulter is very capable of making that case, but unfortunately, she tries then to make this just unbelievable case that Romney Care is a conservative victory. Now, that should trouble us all as conservatives, because if we are willing to call something like Romney Care conservative, then the word conservative has no meaning. Romney Care is about government taking over and dictating how private health insurance should run, and therefore it's government getting in between you and your doctor, and that is not conservative.
Yeah. You know, I guess I'm a little tired of this. Mitt Romney is our guy, then Mitt Romney not our guy, then he's our guy again, not our guy again. Someone is trying to make up our mind for us. Wouldn't you agree?
And don't you just love how whenever that Mitt Romney's down in the polls, all of a sudden we're going to have a brokered convention. He's up in the polls, you hear no talk about the brokered convention.
That's true. More conservatives out there than liberals should be an easy win with that thought in mind, right?
It should be, but where we fail as conservatives, at least as people like you and me trying to preach the gospel of conservatism, is that a lot of people who call themselves conservatives don't really know what it means to be a conservative. And when I say conservative, I mean I want a constitutionally limited government, I want fiscal responsibility, and I want embrace of the free market. But unfortunately, a lot of people who call themselves conservatives, I mean, my gosh, Barack Obama described Franklin Delano Roosevelt as an economic conservative. I mean, so many people who use the label conservative don't really know what it means. They don't really want to embrace individual liberty and limited government. And even though, 2-1 Americans call themselves conservative, we need to do a better job of explaining what conservatism is, why it is effective, and why it's the most moral approach to governing.
Yeah. The title conservative has come under the attack by the left. Have they effectively turned it into a bad word like they did with the Tea Party crown?
Well, they've done an interesting thing. That they've tried to convince people, at least people who aren't terribly well-informed, that conservative means that they hold on to old values. They want to go backward even, whereas they are progressive and want to look forward. I think the word conservative is still such a strong word. It's, you can market around it because people just want to be considered conservative. I mean, even Barack Obama likes to try to claim the mantle at some point. Unlike liberals who always are changing their names from liberal to progressive to you know who knows what else. But the problem is what we need to do a better job of explaining what limited government is versus what big government is. And every time government gets bigger, something else has to get smaller. Individual liberty has to get smaller. The free market has to get smaller. The founding principles of our country have to get smaller.
Mm-hmm. I know if you're like me, you probably laughed out loud when you heard Mitt Romney's comment over the weekend at CPAC calling himself severely conservative.
severe is how we usually describe things like head injuries or diabetes.
Yeah, really?
I mean, we need to get him an English to conservative translation dictionary and help him along.
All right, so, I mean, obviously we've been up and down with Mitt Romney. Santorum looks like he's the new guy. I hate to call him the flavor of the week, but the guy is sort of on a roll. Where do you see Newt and where do you see Rick Santorum fitting into the picture as we continue down the path toward November?
The entire race has become so fascinating. And of course, add Ron Paul into that, who is going to stay probably close to around 12%, but not budge from it up or down. Rick Santorum certainly has done quite well, although it's with uncommitted delegates, so the delegate count hasn't changed considerably. Newt Gingrich, you know, here's a guy who has been a solid conservative, who has been a leader in the movement, imperfect in areas where he has been, and you know what they did with him? They threw $30 million of negative advertising against this man in 45 days.
Hmm.
Now that is an onslaught, and he didn't have the funds to answer to all of that. But even in South Carolina, where he was outspent 3-1, he still won by a landslide. It was then in Florida, where he was outspent 5-1, that, you know, he got beat badly. He's going to have to re-embrace the bold, visionary type Newt Gingrich that we know and love if he's going to come through this.
Yeah, Rick Santorum. Now, in my mind, he's the true conservative of the bunch.
There's a great case to be made that he is. Now, there are concerns about Rick Santorum as well. You know that, and I don't mean to. I can list negatives on each of them,
yeah,
of course. But and I don't mean to do that. I think that that each of them would be a better president than Barack Obama. Rick Santorum has embraced big government in certain ways. You know, from bailout to the to endorsing Spector, who turned out to flip over to the Democrats and give the decisive vote for Obamacare. Now, we can't blame Rick Santorum for that, but the point is, there are those who would like to have this narrative that Rick Santorum is the pure, you know, pure as the wind-driven snow conservative, and unfortunately it's not true. Although I think he's a good man, I think he is a solid conservative, like I think Newt Gingrich is a solid conservative. But most importantly, with them and with Mitt Romney, is back to that Milton Friedman principle. We need to make it politically profitable for them to do the right thing. We need to make sure they understand that when they embrace conservatism, we will stand with them. But we as a party will not write blank checks for them. No more No Teacher Left Behind, no more prescription drug benefit. Just because you're in our party does not mean we're going to support everything you do.
Mm-hmm. Always a great piece. I enjoy reading your columns week after week, and this week is no exception. Time for a Romney care mea culpa. Victory requires Mitt to complete his conversion. Dr. Wolf, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again. Thank you, sir.
Andy, thank you, and you take care.